what you're going to do with it, but that's all right.
I'm just going to refer it to the League of Women site when I post it and the museum archives.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have some questions for you. Let's see. Today is November 20th, 2020, and today I'm with Marion Becker. We are going to talk about Marion's experience with working with the League of Women Voters. And can you tell me about when and where you were born?
Okay, I joined League of Women Voters shortly after I graduated from college. I became politically aware while I was in college, and that was in Oregon. I'm a graduate of Oregon State College. It was Oregon State College then. It's Oregon State University now. And I was a member of League in Portland. And then I moved to California as a single young woman and lived in San Francisco, and I joined League in San Francisco. But I was pretty busy with a social life and a career, so I didn't do a lot with League in those days. And then I married and moved to Concord, California, where I did become very active in League. And in the course of the next 6 or 8 years, we had 3 children. And I stayed active in League during those pregnancies and years of having young children. One anecdote that you might enjoy hearing that I remember is when I was very pregnant, I went out to talk to some men's service group in Concord about the ballot measures. I don't know what year that was, but my children are all around 60 now, so you can go figure. And most of the men were staring at my big belly, and I don't think many of them really listened to what I was saying. I think they were really more worried about, was I going to have the baby then and there during their meeting. And back then, very pregnant ladies didn't usually go out and speak in public like that. But I was bound and determined. That's one of the things that I remember about those years and my involvement with League. I used to do what I could in voter registration, voter service, and I also enjoyed going out to local groups talking about the pros and cons of ballot measures.
Awesome. What year did you join the League?
Well, let's see. I graduated from college in 1952, and so that was probably when I first joined League. I don't remember exactly, but that's my guess.
Okay, awesome. How long have you lived in Davis?
Pardon?
How long have you lived in Davis?
How long have I what?
Lived in Davis.
Oh, I've been in Davis 15 years. My husband and I moved to Davis from Grass Valley, which is where we retired, because we were each having some health issues and realized that we needed to be closer to major medical.
Mm-hmm. So then, were you an active member in Concord then, if I get that right, for the League?
Say that again.
So you were part of like the League of Women Voters in Concord?
Yes.
Okay. What do you love about Davis?
Pardon?
What do you love about Davis?
What do I like about League?
About Davis. About living
about
in Davis.
Yeah. Davis. Well, I haven't done a lot with the Davis League. I When we moved to Davis, there was a leg of women voters here, but it was kind of dying at that point 15 years ago when we moved here. And then shortly after that, it disbanded because of lack of leadership. So all during that time, up until fairly recently, I missed my involvement with League. And then a year or so ago, it was revived, as you probably know. And someone here at the retirement community became active in it. And I said, oh, I want to join too. I've been a member for years, and I'll be glad to get back to it. And so for the last probably 14 years, I've not been active in League, and now I'm glad that it's back. And I did participate in this last election. I registered voters on the UC Davis campus in March, right before the pandemic lockdown. And there was no social distancing, no mask wearing. And it was really, in hindsight, not a very safe environment, but we didn't know what we were getting into. We registered a lot of UCD students that day. And then I worked on the campus on election day on November 3rd at a drop-off box. So that's what I've been doing in this election.
That's pretty cool. So what were your motivations for joining the league?
I think it's important that all residents inform themselves about their community, their immediate community, their bigger community, the state and the nation. And I can't think of a better way to do it than through the nonpartisan League of Women Voters. It's highly thought of and deserves the reputation, the good reputation that it has. At one point, I don't remember where we were living then, but I was involved in the National League study on the best health care programs. And that was at a time when Hillary Clinton had proposed it turned out to be the program that the league endorsed. But that the league did not endorse the program without thousands of hours of study by leagues all over the country. It was very thorough. I've always been impressed with the league's thoroughness when they study an issue.
Wow, that's very cool. Do you have a favorite memory while working with the league?
Pardon?
Do you have a favorite memory while working with the league?
Do I have memories of...
Yeah, do you have a favorite one?
I'm not sure I understood the question. Do I have memories of what?
Do you have a favorite memory while working with the league? Like a favorite one?
My favorite?
Yeah, your favorite memory.
Probably talking about pros and cons of ballot measures. What better way to inform yourself than to study it and be prepared for all kinds of questions?
Would you inform other people about ballot measures?
Yes. And educating others, very important.
That's awesome. What was there a difficult aspect while working in the league?
What?
Was there any difficulties while working with the league? Did you have like any problems while you were in your line of work or?
Well, I was a public health nurse and politics don't mix well with nursing. So I kept politics separate from my career.
What accomplishments are you most proud of while working with the league?
You mean in league or in my life?
Just in the league, like what accomplishments that you did while working with the league?
Well, I think I'm proudest of having worked on the health study, and because it was so in depth and I learned so much. And next to that, probably informing myself and doing outreach in the community about ballot measures. I think that's very important to go to the polls informed. And I think today too many people decide how they're going to vote by the ads they see on television, not necessarily the facts.
Can you tell me more about the health study that you did?
About the what?
The health study?
The health study. Well, it's been a long time ago. I know that our committee met regularly, probably weekly, for many, many months, and we delved into every aspect of the various proposals that were on the table. And at the time when we finished that study, I could have told you or anyone what was good and what was not so good about every one of the proposals. It seems to me now there were about six of them. And nationally, each league sent in their recommendations and then they were collated. And nationally, the program that we recommended, which was Hillary Clinton's, was the one that the most leagues recommended. But because she was the president's wife, many politicians felt she had no business being in that position and they would have turned down anything she had recommended. That's just my personal opinion. But I think because of who she was, it probably didn't have a chance. And eventually, we got Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act. But that was a long time later.
So was the health study done in like 2008 or during the Clintons' term?
Yes, I believe it was during Clinton's term. I think it was. And I may be wrong. I don't have any dates in my head. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How has the league changed from when you first joined it to what it is now?
That's a hard one because I haven't done that much with the league since I've been in Davis. And from what I've seen of registering voters on the campus and then working on election day, it was pretty much like it would have been many years ago when I might have done those sorts of things. I think the league probably has a wider outreach. We did start taking men in the league when I was active before, so that's not new. There are probably a lot more men active in league now than there were in the beginning. But there was no reason when the league started that it should have been restricted to women only, but it was.
So was it only women when you first joined it?
Right, and remember the name of the organization is and will, probably will always remain League of Women Voters. But remember that when this country was founded, women couldn't vote. And the league really grew out of the women who got the vote.
Awesome. Do you have any advice for young voters?
Yes, pay attention to what is going on in your community and in the country. And I know there are a lot more exciting things in young people's lives than that, but at least read the headlines every day. Young people should be encouraged, if not required, to know what's going on in the world. I have a granddaughter about your age, maybe a year or so older, and I would venture a guess that she has no clue what's going on in the country today.
Let's see. What do you think should Girl Scouts do in this area?
What about the Girl Scouts?
What do you think Girl Scouts should do in, like, voting or registration or just promoting the vote?
Well, I think Girl Scouts can encourage others to be aware of what's going on in the country and in their community. And I don't know that much about Girl Scouts. My daughters were both campfire girls, and I was a campfire girl way back when. But I know that it's a very worthwhile organization. And I think that, are you earning like merit badges or whatever? What do you call what you're working on?
I'm currently working on my gold award.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the scouting program dealing with political involvement?
Not that I know of. There's not too many things.
Well, you're too young to vote.
Yeah.
But I certainly would encourage the scouts to encourage girls to register as soon as they are legally able to, and to inform themselves and vote. Awesome. It's our privilege and our right and our responsibility. We are so fortunate to live in a democracy, and we should all participate in it.
Yeah, we should. Was it hard working with the league while you were also a nurse?
I didn't understand that. What?
Was it hard working with the league while you were also a busy nurse?
I still didn't understand that. What?
Was it hard working with the league while you had a job?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I understand that question.
Oh, like, was it hard to, like, balance everything between the league and working a full-time job and taking care of children?
With the league?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I'm not sure.
Like, I'm saying is, like, was it hard working with the league and also being like a full-time parent and like worker?
Well, I am going to encourage, I live in a retirement community, as you may or may not know. Mm-hmm. And I think we have many, many residents here who, if they knew more about the league and what it stood for and what it can do, I think they would be interested in joining and getting active in league. And if membership wants to expand, I certainly would be willing to help. I'm not sure that's what you asked me, but that's what comes to my mind.
Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to tell me about the league or your involvement or any past experiences that you would like to note?
Well, I don't know that I've been a lot of help to you. I value all of the experiences I've had with League over many, many years. And I have made friendships through League of Women Voters. I have met fascinating people. I've never met anyone through League who hasn't been interesting and somebody that I probably would like to get to know better because they're interested in things and events beyond their own little world. I would encourage young women to look at League as a possibility for their time and energy and money. And because it's not political in the sense of endorsing parties or candidates, it's a very educational experience. Awesome. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's good. Awesome.
I haven't been successful in getting any of my adult children to join, but they're just now approaching retirement themselves, so maybe when they have more time. That's one problem with an organization like League. If you do get heavily involved, it can take a lot of time. And if you have a full-time job and a family and a home to take care of, it doesn't leave a lot of time for outside activities. And that's one reason that the League tends to be made up of older women predominantly. And men, we're a organization of predominantly retirees, because if you get involved, it takes a lot of time.
Right, yeah. Were you heavily involved in the earlier years?
Well, I was. It was important to me, and we all set our own priorities. And I say, I remember going out to talk to the community when I was very pregnant. So I was active even long before I was retired. Now I have more time, and I hope to get more involved in the Davis League.
Right, yeah. Just to confirm, you joined the Davis League 14 years ago, about?
Well, let's see. I joined probably around 1952. So do the arithmetic.
Right.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying, like, did you join the Davis League 14 years ago? Like, because I know you took
over. Yes. Yeah. I joined the Davis League. No, I didn't join the Davis League when we first came to Davis, because it was really dying then. And then it died. And there was no Davis League until about a year ago.
Oh, okay. So you
And I joined, probably 6 or 8 months ago.
Oh, so pretty recent then.
And I hope to be more active now.
Awesome. Were you still really involved when you had your children?
Yes, I was.
Was that difficult?
And they're all in their, well, let's see, they're 58 and 60 and 62 now.
Awesome. Wow. Was it hard taking care of your children and also being part of the league?
Let's say that again.
Was it hard taking care of your children and also being part of the league?
Yeah.
What was the most difficult part of it?
Most difficult?
Yeah.
Giving the time that it takes to get as involved as one may want to. If you're involved in one of these in-depth studies, it can take hundreds of hours. It's not all out registering voters and being public about what you're doing.
Right. So from the interview, I understand that you told people about measures and did a health study. Is there anything else that you did?
What's the question?
Is there, besides doing, what else did you do in the league? Like, what else in your involvement?
Well, as I say, I went out and I did pros and cons of the ballot measures, and I registered voters. And one year I know I arranged rides for people to the polls.
Oh, really?
And
awesome.
I don't know what year that was. I'm not even sure where I was living. I'm sure that was through League, though, but we wanted to make sure that everybody who wanted to vote could vote. And that was before absentee voting was as common as it is now. I'm not even sure. Seems to me that where I was living then, you had to prove that you couldn't get to the polls in order to get an absentee ballot. Now, of course, it's really encouraged to vote that way.
Mm-hmm.
So times have changed.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. How do you think, how has, women political involvement changed from the 1950s to now?
Well, I think women are far more involved in their communities and doing outreach now than they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, having a very pregnant lady talk to a men's group back then was not the norm.
Right. Yeah. I think that's all my questions.
Well, I don't know that I've been all that much help to you, but
yeah,
I
definitely.
Hope I have.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me interview you. And once I write this up, I'll send you a copy of it so you can review it.
Oh, that would be very nice.
Yeah.
You have my email address.
Yeah, so you can review it and correct anything that I, misheard or anything.
But now, what are you going to do with this? You're going to interview other people, right?
Yeah, I plan on interviewing two other people.
Have you done that yet?
I'm still waiting for their emails, but I have one pending. So, yeah. It's
well, good
exciting.
Luck. I hope they can give you more information than I was able to. I just, I guess my memory isn't as good as I would like it to be.
Oh, you're really
but
good.
I did remember enough, I think, for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, well, good luck with your project.
Yeah, thank you.
Where are you in school?
I'm in 12th grade. I'm a
You're
senior.
What?
I'm a senior this year. At Davis.
Are you in high school?
Yeah, I'm in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been a scout a long time? Did you start with the brownies?
Yeah, I started in Daisies in kindergarten.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a long time.
Good, good. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.